Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about unity. Follow up to Sunday's message on the road to Samaria, crossing the lines, and particularly the lines that we tend to make up. Hopefully it's obvious we're not talking about crossing the lines of God's word, his truth, or his commands, but the artificial ones that we use to separate from one another. And so each weekday morning we're talking and praying about a different focus on the unity that God wants us to live with. A unity with him, a unity with one another, with fellow believers. Today we're going to narrow in on a unity of life. Psalm 131, verse 1, says, "How good and pleasant it is when brethren live together in unity." Probably all experience, to some extent, maybe in our own family, but at least close enough that we've seen it more up close and personal than we may have wanted to, families that just don't get along. Maybe it's been a neighbor. Maybe it's been a sibling. Maybe it's been within your biological family or just someone that you know. And it doesn't take long before you kind of get tired of the chaos. Especially if it's somebody else's family. If it's the neighbors. If it's the drama at work from a coworker that has a family that just isn't getting along. We give a little more grace sometimes with our own family. We'll use phrases like, "That's just the way they are. They'll never change." They're cranky, but we love them. The list would go on, but the idea is we don't quite see eye to eye. And granted, the unity that we're talking about throughout this week isn't a conformity. It isn't a total agreement on all of the little details of life. It's a unity in Christ. When we determine and commit to that which is important, we learn to give grace in the things which are not important. And so we look at this recognition of God's word saying how good and pleasant it is when we learn as brothers and sisters in Christ to dwell together, to do life together in unity. He goes on in the rest of the chapter and talks about some of the comparisons that make more sense to a Jewish audience, especially an ancient Israel Jewish audience, than they probably do to us. But you think about those things that are pleasant, that are refreshing. That you look forward to. A warm fireplace on a cold winter evening. An ice cold drink on a hot summer afternoon. Someone that genuinely listens when you're in trouble. The unexpected gift just because. You probably have your own list. Those may be some of the things, but those come about because we find comfort in them. We find refreshing in them. We find peace and contentment. And God says, just as those things that comfort us physically, that refresh us physically, are valuable to us, a unity of life is that same thing to our spirit. When we understand the bigger picture, promotes the kingdom of God, that pursues His will and His purposes, a life that centers around Jesus. When we become focused on something, anything, the other things tend to fade in importance and value. Now, sometimes we focus on the wrong things, and it's the things of actual importance that fade in value because we've given importance to the wrong thing. And as believers in Jesus, that one thing that is so important is Jesus. It's His will, His purpose, His kingdom. And when we make our life about Him, we find a unity of life with others who have made their life about Him. Now, I know we're all in different growth stages of pursuing Jesus. We continually find things that we've not surrendered, some that we've just not even thought about, some that we've kind of held on to and tried to hide because we still want to keep those. But this unity of life says, if my life and your life is lived for Jesus, we have a commonality that is valuable. It's important. It shouldn't be easily broken. It ought to overcome our minor differences. And living life with a central purpose and focus on Jesus unites us with others. And one of the difficulties of life is we live in a world that, well, is filled with those who would want to divide us. Ah, you don't agree with me about that. You're the enemy. And we've seen it in church history, in family history, perhaps in our own history, where some, well, to everyone else, seemingly small thing destroyed what had been a good thing. Churches split over colors of carpet and padding on pews and instruments in worship and types of music and loudness of music or quietness of music or things that none of them were really about Jesus. Now, I understand there are times where discussions and lines get drawn over theology and doctrine and belief and acceptance of God's truth. But those actually seem rather infrequent compared to the other things. Because even when we draw those lines, unless we're being very legalistic, which we talked about Sunday, we still find a unity of life with those who walk within the lines of God's Word, which is what the psalmist is talking about. It's what God desires, that we discover a good and pleasant life when we walk with Christ in unity. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be made right with you, in order to have a unity that can only come through your Spirit and through our obedience to Jesus as Lord. So God, today, help us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, not just the author and perfecter, the finisher of our faith, but the one that we can unite around. As we live in agreement with Jesus as Lord, with His commands and instructions as authoritative, rather than ours. God, forgive us for those times where we've disrupted the unity because of our selfishness, because of our pride, because of our sin. Always soften our hearts to where we're able to be led back to this unity of life, a life that centers on Jesus. Father, today, may we be more aware than ever of how good and pleasant it is when we surround ourselves and we encourage and are encouraged by others who look to you as life. So as we grow in this unity of life, may we continually lift up Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, knowing that as we do so, He will draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.